This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm always amazed at how people miss the real message that left is put right in front of your face. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't know why you listen to the program. I'd love to know why. I know there's lots of people out there listening, and I know you're busy, but you know what? I like the feedback. It's important to us to grow. And here's what I'm thinking. This is just me. But I think that you like to listen to the program because you learn something. You get a different perspective, something that you didn't know before. So I'd like to know. I'd like to know what you like. One of my friends, his wife, said she doesn't like when we play the comedy bits. I love the comedy bits. But I think she thinks, Kevin, you're funny enough without them. Could be. I'm pretty funny. Funny looking. Who are you? Who said that? But anyway, regardless, it's good feedback for us. And as I said, we're trying to hit a number. So I'm going to tell you as much as I can. We got to get thousands and thousands of downloads of this program. We know people listen. I don't know the difference. I don't know all the algorithms and all the other stuff. Yeah, I'm a technologist, but I gave that up a long time ago. But I do know this. I need you spreading the word about what we do here. So please tell friends, get them to listen, get them to download the program, get them to get it on Spotify, iTunes. We're on every digital speech system you can have. But do that because that's what's going to pay the bills. But here's what I want to go back to this. It's about the message. And I'm going to give you yet another example of how people miss stuff. And I'm saying to myself, how do you miss this? Joe Biden gave people the message of what he's saying. He is giving you his fear right in front of your face. In a recent appearance, I don't know what he was talking about, but Joey Demento harkened back to the good old days of Democrat white supremacy. And before I even get into this, let me tell you what happened to me. I was out on my day off, decided to go play golf, hadn't played in a while. I hook up with this, it was a threesome, three black folks, two guys and one of the guys' wives. And it turned out that these two guys were ex-football players. One of them was a player and a coach. He played for the Cowboys and he coached Pittsburgh as well. And the other used to play for Pittsburgh. So all of us good athletes, obviously past our prime. And the one guy, he could really play golf well. He plays amateur tournaments locally, probably is like a 2-3 handicap. So he's a good golfer. So anyways, we're going along. I overhear him. They're talking football talk. You know, man, you know, so-and-so, they got the best program and all this other stuff. And I have no interest in the NFL. And I didn't even know who they were. But it turned out one of them was good friends with a guy I went to high school and college with. So he called him, left him a message. Everything's going along good. And then we start. He's a very political guy, and he's a staunch Democrat. Both of them were, but the one guy that was friends with my friend, he was a staunch Democrat. And I can tell you, there was no talking him out of it. And he would make snide little comments like, I don't understand why people don't like Joe Biden. And so he said this two or three times, and finally I said, probably because he's a pathological liar. I wanted them to understand, I'm not with you. And then he went into Trump, and I said, I made the comment, I go, it's funny how every time somebody talks about Biden now, we got to compare him to Trump. I go, Biden can stand on his own, because they were talking about the exit from Afghanistan. And I said, Joe Biden exiting Afghanistan? I go, really, you can look at that? And he goes, well, I know, let's just admit it was an F up. Let's just admit that. But Trump was going to leave, too. And I said, yeah, but Trump was going to leave, and maybe it wasn't going to be an F up. We don't know that. I said, but what we do know is Biden effed it up. Now, let's play. And every other hole, you could tell. And he was very, you know how I am when we get to talking about this stuff. And so I wanted him to understand, I'm also like that on the other side. And so every time he said so, he said this. Well, Rittenhouse, he goes, it looks like he's going to get off. And, he's one of the Proud Boys. And I said, Rittenhouse was not a Proud Boy. I go, he wasn't gay. The Proud Boys are gay. And Rittenhouse isn't gay. So, and then the other guy goes, well, man, yeah, he's only 17, so he couldn't be a member. I was like, and I went, first of all, that has nothing to do with it. But he isn't a member of the Proud Boys. So if you're going to be mad at Rittenhouse, which he wasn't, and you could tell they couldn't quite figure out how to justify convicting this little white kid who they know shouldn't have been going, shouldn't be in court. And that's a whole subject for a whole other day. But here's my point to all of this. Democrats are the most misinformed group of people on the planet. These are guys that talk football, 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 and throw in talking points for politics. And every time they say something, I go, that's just complete nonsense. That's not true. And then having the correct record. And then finally, and I'm going to move on because I want to get back to Joey Demento here. Because they have their dog whistle. He can't understand why this black dude, he cannot understand why is Joe Biden there? Why do people, everywhere, it was funny, in the parking lot there were all these Let's Go Brandon signs. So he kept saying, you know, he was, when he would make a comment about the other side, he would go, well, man, here's what he did. He pointed to a school, to his partner. He goes, you see this school back here? And the dude looked back, he's like, yeah, well, what about it? He goes, Let's Go Brandon. And the dude went, oh, okay. So what he's saying is it's a white school that doesn't like Joe Biden. You know, Let's Go Brandon. It was funny to watch. There are so many reasons not to like Joe Biden. And I'm about to go into one because I want to explain to you how a pathological liar works, but I also want to tell you how people are missing the mark. How they miss the mark. These guys are so brainwashed, and there's nobody countering their lunacy. I can guarantee you, these two big buff black dudes, you know, relatively big, even though they were retired, they were good athletes. They were so not used to people going, what? And at one point I said, well, I made a comment. I said something along the lines of, well, you know, look, I study this stuff, and I get a lot of people that want to contradict what I say. I tell them, go look it up. Go see for yourself. Don't believe me. Go see for yourself. But here's the other thing. If you think that you're going to back me down, I promise you, that's not going to happen. And it was funny because you could tell they were like, oh, this dude, he's definitely going to hold his own here. Interesting development. But look, I've run out of time in the first segment, but I want to come back and I'm going to talk about everything that happened over the weekend, but I want to talk about Biden's appearance.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking about missing the mark. Democrats say one thing, people miss it. Michelle Obama made the comment a long time ago. She said, I was always suspect of Barack because white people liked him so much. And I'm paraphrasing. But essentially that's what she said. Now go try to find that. And here's what's interesting. People laughed. It's a racist comment. Can you imagine Melania Trump saying, I was always suspect of Donald because so many black people fawned all over him? That was essentially what Michelle Obama said. So many white people fawned all over Barack, it made me suspect. Suspect of what? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The leftists tell you stuff to your face, and we so often miss the message that it shocks me. I find it shocking, and I'm a sharp guy. I admit that. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm not that sharp. I'm not, and Melissa tells me all the time, you, what seems to be natural to you is not natural the way other people think. And maybe that's why you're here. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So I want to play this clip of what Biden says, and I'm going to tell you what everybody was up in arms about. And then I'm going to explain how they missed the mark.
I know you're a little younger than I am, but, you know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros, into the Major League Baseball after Jackie Robinson. His name was Satchel Paige.
There was the controversial comments made by Joe Biden. I just want to tell you, I know you're a little younger than I am, but I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros. And he's talking about Satchel Paige. What's funny, Joe Biden says, you know, I know you're younger than I am. No stuff, Joe. No kidding. Every audience you speak to, you're the oldest dude. You know, it's the old saying, don't be the oldest guy at the nightclub. Joe Biden's the oldest guy at the nightclub. Should have been retired and put out to pasture years ago. But no, Democrats didn't have anybody to cheat into office, so they had to get the old standard, the old rich white guy, the crook, the racist. The party of lynching of Negroes had to get an old white crotchety Democrat elitist rich white dude to do their dirty work with everybody they had to choose from. But do you think those two football players I mentioned even have any idea about that? Do you think they care that they skipped over Sister Girl, three black dudes, two of whom were governors, one was a senator? I mean, skipped over these people. They skipped over a gay guy. They skipped over an Asian guy. They skipped over a Pacific Islander. They skipped over three women. A Latino who served under Obama. All to put in a demented white. I mean, if you want a message from the Democratic Party, they're saying, you know what, women? You know what Pacific Islanders and other minorities, blacks, Latinos, Asians, accomplished people, governors and senators? A demented old white fool is better than all of you. Sorry, Elizabeth Pocahontas. Oh, but you know what we'll do? We'll give you a consolation prize. We'll let your skank be vice president. Oh, there he goes with that skank stuff. That Kevin. I just can't handle that part of his show. It's okay. Pretend that didn't happen. For the first time in history, folks, we have a president who knows the crowd's going to be younger than him. And this is knowing that when you go to political things, the average age is going to be 72. Joe Biden still knows.
Well, listen, I know a lot of you out there are a lot younger than I am. I know you are. Yeah. But back in the old days, the good old days, when Democrats used to shoot water cannons at black folks and sick dogs on them. You know, when we used to lynch them Negroes, them colored people. We called them colored people back then. Yeah. Well, that's when we weren't calling them the N-word. Can't say it now, but back then we said it freely. Freely and openly. This is when I was hanging around my segregationists. Yeah. Did I mention the black sections of my town when I would go there and lecture black people about it's okay to wear a condom and lecture black women? Why am I mixing Clinton's voice with Biden's? I lectured black women. It's okay to say no. I told black men, stop raping your women with this toxic masculinity. And I helped them. I helped the poor Negro. That's what my job was. By the way, did I mention that I was with the civil rights movement and I marched, I started that back in my town, back in my hometown of Scranton when I was four. You know, when the black kids were playing with my legs and Corn Pop was threatening to kill me because I got hairy legs. They turned blonde in the sun. Yeah, this is the guy that's running the country. Old Joe harkened back to the old times of the Negro. And Satchel Paige on his 47th birthday pitched a win against Chicago. And all the press went in and said, Satch, it's amazing, 41 years old. No one's ever pitched a win at the age of 47. How you feel about that? How you look at it, Satch? And he says, I looked at it this way. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? And everybody pounced on Joe Biden. Barack Obama outlawed the use of the word Negro back in his time. Negro is no longer going to be used. Stop using the word Negro. Negro, Negro!
There was no wrestler when I was a kid growing up. I think his name was Cyclone Negro or Psycho Negro. It was some, and my aunt loved him. She loved wrestling. Anyway, Negro. It means black in Spanish and other languages, right? It's still used today. Ironically, by Negroes.
The United Negro College Fund. The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And what about that throwback organization, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Satchel Paige played baseball, folks, in the old Negro League. That's what we call it. Our left is going to rewrite history and call it the old African-American League? Sound more Indian than African, but just to get the point. So what was Biden really doing in his question, folks? He mentioned Satchel Paige's age. You want to know why? Because that's the issue. Biden's age is the issue. I couldn't believe I'm sitting here, I'm going through media, and Biden says Negro, 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 and we're getting all this negative press. I can't believe he said the word Negro. What's wrong with the word Negro? Nothing. You got a country in Africa called Niger, or Niger, really, N-I-G-E-R, but tiger, right, with an N, the N country, I guess that's what they'll call it eventually. So what's the big deal?
Oh, Kevin, I can't, he said Negro. Republicans are, didn't Barack Obama say that we couldn't use that word anymore? I mean, really, so Barack Obama gets to determine that we can't use the word that means black in Latin and Spanish and Portuguese and you know, a bunch of other languages?
He gets to do that, huh? He's got that kind of power.
I say we can't use that word no more, because I said it.
Anyway, more on this when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Closing arguments are underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Prosecutor Thomas Binger trying to sum up to the jury exactly what the case centers on.
This is a case in which a 17-year-old teenager killed two unarmed men and severely wounded a third person with an AR-15 that did not belong to him.
Once complete, jurors will begin deliberating. Rittenhouse says he drove to Kenosha to protect businesses from looters during last year's protests over a police shooting. He's accused of killing two looters and injuring another man in what he calls self-defense. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, believes President Biden should tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help lower gas prices heading into the holiday season. So far, the Biden administration has done nothing to ease prices at the pump. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is hosting a virtual summit with representatives of more than 570 indigenous tribes to discuss issues they face. One of the issues negatively impacting Native Americans is COVID-19, but the president points out the tribal leaders' efforts to protect their people.
Tribal nations stepped up. Today, the Native Americans have gone from being the population most harmed by COVID to one of the populations most vaccinated against COVID.
The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For some time, I've had the feeling that the seven senators are warmer now toward the problems of the Negro in America. Have you had private conversations with them, or do you feel that way about it, or have they talked to you privately about their changed attitude toward these problems?
I have had a number of conversations with the Southern senators, and we get about 40 to 50 requests a week to speak nationally, and just as if I were elected with one eye, I'd be an anomaly, and they'd want me to speak. I'm 30. That's not because of any merit. They just because I'm 30, they want to see if I can talk. And the places that we go, that I've told my staff, the places I want to go, by and large, are the South, because I'm most unfamiliar with the South. So I've had occasion to speak in the South fairly frequently and a number of times very recently and speak with the Southern senators. I think there is a change in the attitude. You have leaders in the Senate and leaders in the South like Fritz Hollings from South Carolina, who is a very, very, I think, moral guy, and he has to at least takes a moderate position. You have guys like Lawton Childs in Florida, and you have Republicans alike coming up. It's not confined to a party. And I think the two-party system, although my Democratic colleagues don't like me saying this, I think the two-party system is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black in the South.
Kevin Jackson, putting an end to identity politics.
Negro, that's all you had to say.
You're inside the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the Negro man. Yes. Everybody's all hung up about Joe Biden using the term Negro, but it's a bigger deal than Negroes. It's much bigger than this. But before we get to that, enjoy this little bit.
This first song we're fitting to do is, it's about, it's about when your woman catches you. You know, she catches you running around town, getting into all kind of strange.
This is racially insensitive.
And she says, son, get your lazy two-timer Negro ass up out of here. And you say to her, you got the love, the Negro man. You got the love, the Negro man. Woo-hoo! You got the love, the Negro man. You got the love, the Negro man. You got the love,
the Negro man. Is he playing Negro man?
He is playing Negro man.
He playing Negro man.
You never know when I'll bring the tension back. You got the love, Negro man. You got
your spirit. I don't hear no singing. When you were slaves, you sang like birds. Go on, how about a good old work song?
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it, hold it. What the hell is that?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Who are you listening to? If you get, that's my, inside of my brain right there when I think about all this stuff. Oh my goodness. So Joe Biden gives a speech about, who knows, it doesn't matter. And I can tell you it's related to all this negative press that's going on with Joe Biden, because there's nothing you can point at if Joe Biden is any good. And I was with these two NFL players the other day playing golf, and they're mad because people, everywhere they go, let's go Brandon, and this guy's pointing it out. Every time there were trucks, signs up as you go through the golf course. I'm curious, when you guys go out, are you seeing Let's Go Brandon? When I go out on vehicles, cars, trucks, etc., Let's Go Brandon. People wearing merch, Let's Go Brandon. We sell merch for Let's Go Brandon. We've got some Christmas stuff that's going to really blow you away. I hope you guys will go out and get you some. Funny stuff, clever stuff. But he's struggling. And so when Biden brings up Satchel Paige, and of course he leftists love invoking old Negro themes, but everybody's caught up in, he used the word Negro. You know, look at that old Negro Satchel Paige. Let me tell you, folks, this is Biden deflecting from his age. See, Satchel Paige pitched far past what is considered his prime. And Biden wants us to believe that his role as president equates to what 47-year-old Satchel Paige did. You get it? He's having to rationalize, why should you keep me around? Why should you? Because let me tell you, Biden's legacy as president is going to be worse than George H.W. Bush. It's going to be worse than Jimmy Carter. It's going to be far worse than Barack Obama's. He wants us to believe that he could metaphorically win the game against all odds, like Satchel Paige did at the age of 47. And if you wonder what prompted Joey Demento's little walk down Negro memory lane, look no further than his polls. The New York Post reported on Biden's poll numbers, and this is stuff you probably know, but it reinforces the point. And by the way, I got a lot to talk about today. I know we're covering this, but I hate when we get lost in the periphery. Oh, Kevin, Joe Biden said Negro. We're Negro, 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 whatever. Joe Biden is such an anachronism. He's a racist that doesn't even realize it, which makes him dangerous because he actually thinks he's helping when he's doing the wrong thing. He's the prototypical Democrat. Even his heart may be right in what he wants to do, but it's stupid. It's infantilizing, and it's making black people believe that they need help. And look, Joe Biden should be giving people hope. Think about it. A 70-something-year-old dude with dementia gets cheated into office. You'd think he'd be out there saying, anybody can do it. You know, if they can cheat me in with my dementia and my crackhead son and all this, man, I tell you what, the world is your oyster. He may not do it like that, but he could certainly do it. Anyway, poll numbers. He says, they tried to downplay his tanking poll numbers. This is from the New York Post. And poor performances by Democrats in last week's elections, though he acknowledged that, quote, people are worried. Well, look. The poll I saw just before I walked in on another station was my polling is down. But it's 48% to 52%. This was on WKRC in Cincinnati.
But look, this the point is, I didn't run because of the polls. That's what he said. And he's right. He didn't run on polls or because of the polls. He ran on voting machines. But while cheating won Biden the presidency, it did not win him the hearts and minds of the American people. Biden has managed to do what no modern Democrat, and I'm using my finger quotes, president has done, and that is lose a large swath of the black vote. So what's he do? He says, we're going to make Juneteenth a national holiday for you silly Negroes. You know what? That Satchel Paige, he's a really good Negro. You know, so you got to love the Negro man, right? What about youth? How do you think Joe Biden's doing with youth? Let's go, Brandon. Where did that start? Did that start with a bunch of conservative Republican old people, Tea Party guys, that Tea Party racist? Did he do it? Or she? Could be a she. Could be a he-she. We don't know. Anyway, what did he do? Did they start it? Or was it college? Hang on, folks. Kids. Who decided to say, let's go, Brandon. You think they're happy about losing their freedoms, not going to graduations, not going to grandpa or grandma's funeral, not going to their best friend's wedding, a bunch of stuff that happened in the year of hindsight, a.k.a. 2020? Yeah. Biden's losing every group that he had. Hardly an indicator exists that shows Biden's improving, and this is the problem for the Democrats, because it is not going to get better. The best they can hope is it ramps up, it gets worse, and I said this to a group of guys, and I'll talk about them in a bit, but it ramps up and gets worse, and then it settles down somewhere in the middle between where it was from Trump and where it was at the height, and Biden is looked at as like, oh, the economy's improving. No wonder two-thirds of Americans, folk, don't want Biden-Harris cheating in the office again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare.
If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have a lot to be proud of, conservatives, quite a bit. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. A lot to be proud of. We got Trump elected in 2016. He got cheated in 2020. But we already knew what was going to happen to Biden or whoever they decided to cheat into the office. And it's realizing itself out. So we get vindicated every time. Same thing happened with Obama in 2008. And what happened by 2010, the world looked very different. Now, Obama was the bright, shiny object, or in this case, the dark, shiny object in 2008. Joe Biden is the old, dull object that they're trying to shine up. And no matter how much faking they try to do with polling and all that, it isn't going to happen. But here's what I'm interested in, and what I don't want to say it disturbs me because that would be the wrong word, but I guess what I find most surprising is people who second guess a Trump run in 2024. Now, I've been asked this a few times over the last couple of weeks, Kevin, what do you think about a Trump run in 2024? And I go, it's a foregone conclusion. If he runs, he wins. He wins not only the Republican nomination, he wins the election. And people are, well, I just don't know. I think people were, he's dividing us. He's kind of, you know, polarizing. And I said to one of the people that said that to me, I said, Trump isn't polarizing. Trump is a uniter. Trump is getting rid of the graft, the waste, the fraud in government, and the people who want to divide you, they're the ones who don't like Trump. This has nothing to do with Trump. Zero. Quite the opposite. To call Trump a divider means you're buying into the media narrative. Oh, well, Kevin, you know, because once somebody mentioned the blacks, I said Trump brought more blacks to the Republican Party than any other candidate in modern history. So take them out. We talked earlier about the kids. What do you think? You think more kids are going to vote for Biden than would vote for Trump? No. That's why Joe Biden is concerned about his age. That's why everybody is concerned about his age on the left. The polls that you see, folks, on Biden and Harris don't represent Biden and Harris necessarily. They represent Trumpism. Trumpism in the way that people no longer believe the polls. People no longer believe the media. People no longer believe social media. Pure and simple. Pollsters are almost all pure leftists, and they want Americans to think that Biden and Harris are dropping. They're dropping. Their polling was never high to begin with. That's the dirty little polling secret. This proves itself out if you go back and think about the campaign itself. Without cheating, Biden and Harris would be polling right where they are right now. Biden didn't get anywhere close to 40% at any point in that election cycle with other Democrats, as long as there were other people there. The biggest he polled was at the very beginning when he announced to get in a race. Everything after that was downhill. You go back and look yourself what Biden did pre-nomination, what he got anywhere in the United States. And even post-polling, where he couldn't bring in, there were a couple of states where elections where he won 57 or 66% with no competition. And that's the guy they want you to believe won by almost 12 or 11 million votes, whatever number, over Barack Obama. The Hill said this. This is an opinion piece. The Democrats have a 2024 conundrum, and their heir apparent, Vice President Harris, is presenting a maze of questions and complications. The fundamental problem, her boss. Then they talk about the poll that we went over. Last week, Biden's job approval rate dropping to 38%, 59% disapproving. Also, 64% of registered voters surveyed opposed Biden running for re-election. I just want you to think about that. I don't know what it would be for Trump, but I promise you, it's not 64%. Mid-October, another poll, an NPR Marist poll, revealed that 44% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents thought someone else besides Biden would have the best chance of winning the presidency. This is the guy currently serving who is mandating on all of us. And 44% of Democrats in a NPR poll said, anybody, please. He says, maybe now Biden is rethinking his March 25th statement. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation. Biden's expectation may be thwarted by the growing perception that he is a weak leader, not up to the task of governing, and shaken by the shellacking Democrats received in the last election. So one of the stratists dreamed of a turnaround after a potential string of legislative victories, but with, quote, inflation soaring, their nightmare is a 2020 midterm election warning of a red tidal wave, with Republicans likely to win control of the House and perhaps the Senate. I didn't finish answering a question the other night when I got asked, how do you keep Democrats from cheating? And I said, well, the reason why I think that the Democrats are struggling now with cheating is they had a limited number of elections with New Jersey and Virginia. And you could argue that they won New Jersey because they did retain the governorship, but it was a very close race. In Virginia, they got swept. Now, if you think that they don't look at the all the races and say, let's do the same thing, let's put the big cheat in. In one of the races where that trucker beat the state senator, Senate Majority Leader, they miraculously found more votes. And I don't know the outcome of that. But Democrats are going to still pull their shenanigans. But their shenanigans are getting tougher and tougher to pull when so many of their people are swinging in the other direction. They said the wave could crush Harris if she stars in a potential Republican attack ad. In the final days of the tight Virginia gubernatorial race, while campaigning with Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, Harris displayed a stunning lack of political savvy when she said, "What happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and so on." You know, she's a cackler. Harris violated, this guy writes, a cardinal political rule. Never publicly state the future meaning of a race that your candidate could lose. And her candidate did not just lose, her candidate got the crap kicked out of him. He said, if the midterms turn out to be a Democratic repudiation, stick a fork in Joe Biden's presidency and expect the following questions to occupy copious amounts of cable bandwidth. And here are the questions. When will the Biden team announce that he's not running for re-election? Certainly earlier than President LBJ when he announced his decision not to seek a second term on March 31st of 68, only 8 months from Election Day. But herein lies a dilemma. The earlier Biden announces his lame duck status, the more his power decreases. What power, first of all? Reflecting the aura of a failed presidency. Wow, that would be a shock to us all, wouldn't it? So naturally, he says, the attention shifts to the Democrats' horse race, presidential horse race. But more consequential is the national security perspective. If enemies think a defeated Biden signals an opportune time for aggression. That's already happening. Russia's sitting on the border, and they're flying planes and stuff over a territory that they're apparently looking to occupy. China has performed war games over Taiwan. Let me tell you, that will come to fruition. I'm telling you right now. By the way, I made this prediction to the group that I was with over the weekend. I said, Joe Biden will not be the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party in 2024. He will not. That I'm 99.9% sure of. Anyway, he goes on. Conversely, the longer Biden delays his announcement, the more those seeking a nomination will be handicapped. Nearly 2 years are needed for an organizational buildup to raise the mega millions of dollars required to wage a successful presidential campaign. And he talks about how much money Obama needed, et cetera. And then Harris announced her 2000 presidential aspirations on July 21st of 2019, but flamed out December the 3rd of 2019. So the second thing he asks is, will Harris pressure Biden to announce his 2024 plans early and she could begin acting like a president and waiting while potentially keeping her primary opponents at bay? Short answer on that is no. She's not popular. She never will be. Third, if Biden announces that he will be a one-term president, when will he endorse Harris as his successor, or will he choose to mimic Obama in 2020? Obama held off endorsing his former VP, if you remember that. A Biden endorsement will carry as much weight as a dung beetle. So Harris isn't popular, which is a number 4 point. So, folks, forget the polls. This is Trumpism crushing the Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.